Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry report on Susan Confer, C-O-N-F-E-R. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 9-21-22, Mrs. Confer performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 3-23-22, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression of significance. Period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on patient Claudia Pedersen. On 9-21-22, Mrs. Pedersen performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 90%. Period. The patient stopped after 2 minutes and 16 seconds as the saturation dropped to 84%, but then continued and achieved 446 meters in 6 minutes. At that time, her saturation was 88%, period, new paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Matthew McGonaghy, M-C, capital C-O-N-A-G-H-E-Y. On 9-21-22, Mr. McGonaghy performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was a poor effort period, new paragraph impression, normal study. And when compared to a prior study, the data 10-13-20, there's been no significant change, period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Daryl Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 9-21-22, Mr. Lewis performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11-3-21, there's been no significant change, period, new paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Omar Bellamy. This goes to Dr. Wingate. On 9-21-22, Mr. Bellamy performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 273 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97%, period, new paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Brian Strong. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 9-22-22, Mr. Strong performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 522 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 96%, period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Bruce Matthews. This goes to Dr. Badocki. On 9-21-22, Mr. Matthews performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. New paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, showing some improvement compared to 3-15-22, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Ricky Lacko. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 9-21-22, Mr. Lacko performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 463 meters, in 6 minutes, the saturation was 94%, period, new paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.